Dad, You're Dead. It's the Bob Almanac, live and in color from the Minnesota State Fair in our spacious gazebo on Judson Avenue, Jim Erickson, with our Bob Almanac.
It's a very comfy Bob booth out here. Very comfy.
Yes.
Spacious. Adirondack chairs are here for you to enjoy, and this is the Almanac. And we have a very special person to start the Almanac today for us.
Today is Monday, August 28th, the 240th day of the year. There are 125 days until the end of the year. This is the Almanac from the fair.
All right, that's Carissa from Blaine, North Metro, visiting the fair here today. Big, big fan of the Bob Almanac. On this date, 1907, the United Parcel Service began service in Seattle, Washington. So UPS got going on this date, 1907. I'm assuming their vehicles were brown. What can brown do for you?
I would think
Don't you think so?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I would think so.
You would think. One of those UPS trucks passed here early this morning, and they're running it on bubble wrap or something. It's very very low emissions and very high environmentally friendly truck. I think they're working a recycled bubble wrap now is what they run their trucks on there at UPS.
That's very nice.
And 1922.
I was going to ask, is Carissa from Blaine, will she also serve as a fact checker? Does she have anything at her disposal? Because sometimes she does.
Yes. She has her iPhone. Her iPhone is here, and she also delivered breakfast. Wow. Our breakfast today, we were at Club Caribe, or at least I had a delivery from Club Caribe. Had some breakfast burritos. They were delicious. And then some sausage and gravy and biscuits. So biscuits and gravy from the food building. What was it, the Sausage Sisters? Sister's Day Sausage, something like that. So it was very delicious. So a good breakfast here. If you come out early, there's more than just corn dogs and cheese curds and french fries. If you come out early, there are breakfast items out here at the fair, so keep that in mind. The first radio commercial aired in New York City on WEAF, W-E-A-F radio. WEAF, W-E-A-F, WEAF, WEAF, Queensboro Realty Company, about 10 minutes for $100. What does $100 get you on Bob FM right now? They sponsor the Almanac?
Yeah,
for
yeah.
A full year is $100?
Well, not quite a full year. Might get you a couple days, though.
Oh, okay. The first successful flight of a jet-propelled airplane took place, and of course it was the Germans. The Germans were actually ahead of us when it came to jet propulsion, as you recall, during World War II. And then we got Dr. Von Braun to switch sides. I don't think he had a choice, to be honest. You know, once we took Germany during World War II, we brought Von Braun in. He's one of the reasons why we got to the moon and the whole V-2 rocket and everything. The Saturn rocket, 1939 is when that took place. 1963, a rather significant day in history today.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
This was the date, 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech. Peter, Paul, and Mary performed. Bob Dylan performed. One of your favorites, Neil, I know you have danced the Macarena to Joan Baez. She was there as well. So 1963, the I Have a Dream speech. 1972, let's go to Munich.
100-meter freestyle, a gold. The 200-meter freestyle, a gold. The 100-meter butterfly, a gold. The 200-meter butterfly, again a gold.
I think you get the idea. Mark Spitz won the first of his seven gold medals at the 72 Olympics on this date before there was Michael Phelps. There was a guy by the name of Mark Spitz, and he had full hair. He even had a mustache.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like Wally Walrus out there swimming in that in those events, in the relays and in the 100 butterflies and all that. I mean, nowadays, they're totally hair-free pretty much. You can't have any hair.
No.
No drag at all. But back in the day, Mark Spitz was sporting the old feather duster there, and I think according to the ladies, they always said that he looked good.
Yeah, he. I think he could have had the Grizzly Adams full beard and still beat the competition handily.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, he was good.
It wasn't even close. That was in 72. In 81, John Hinckley Jr. pleaded innocent to charges of attempting to kill President Ronald Reagan. That was 81. 96, Bill Clinton was nominated for a second term. Prince Charles and Princess Diana's troubled 15-year marriage. There was infidelity on both sides, and things were not going well for the prince and princess. And the issuing of the divorce decree on this day. When you're royals, it's a divorce decree.
Mm-hmm.
1996, also on this day. 2004, now last week we talked about the first person ever to cross and swim the English Channel. In 2004, the oldest man to do so did it. George Brunstad, the age of 70, went from Dover, which is that's the popular spot if you're going to swim the English Channel. You want to jump off the cliffs of Dover, and then you go to France. This only took 15 hours and 59 minutes. Now, the person who did it, like, in whatever it was, 19-0-something or whatever it was, that took 22 hours. So, actually, you can just see how, as a human race, we have progressed, where a 70-year-old guy in 2004 did it in under 16 hours.
Wow. That's, 7 hours difference. That's a lot.
Doing the math for the Almanac back at the studio, ladies and gentlemen, Neil Freeman. 2009 on this date.
This is the press release that was just handed to us a short while ago by the coroner's office. The headline here is that they have determined that Michael Jackson's death back on June 25th was a homicide.
That news came out on this date 2009, and 3 years ago this date, Joan Rivers was getting routine surgery. And it was like vocal surgery, or was it plastic surgery? I can't remember what the surgery was, but it was routine. But she had complications, and there was some malfeasance there with the doctors. And there was some complications because of that, and she would die just a few days later. Joan Rivers on this date, 2014. Birthdays now. Sweet Lou Piniella. He could be a fiery individual. I can remember him throwing bases. He got so mad. He would he'd throw a tantrum every now and then.
Oh, he was very good at it, yes. He was in Earl Weaver's class for sure.
Yeah, he was among the best. Lou Piniella managed the Mariners, the Yankees, played primarily for the Yankees. Is that right, Neil? I remember him mostly with the Yankees as far as a player.
Yes, sir. I would say that's pretty accurate.
74 for Lou Piniella.
Don't give up on us, baby. Don't make that wrong seem right.
Neil, you know that I like my rock like I like my Sweet Martha's cookies soft.
Soft.
It's written in the
David Soul, he was Hutch, but he also could sing.
Painted on the stars.
He had a very strong sweater game, too. Both him and Starsky had great sweaters. That they wore the button-up sweaters with the big collars on Starsky and Hutch. But David Soul, don't give up on us, baby. 74 for him today. Happy birthday, David Soul.
Children play in the park.
The man on the drums on the Skins for the group Chicago, Daniel Serafin, 69 today. Great song here. That's Terry Kath on the lead vocals.
Love it.
So Danny Serafin, 69 today. More music for you. They were a pretty good musical family. I think he was the second oldest of the Osmonds. And this might be my favorite Osmond song. One Bad Apple is good, but this Down by the Lazy River is good. I like this yo-yo one, though. That's good.
Yeah.
Wayne Osmond, 66 today.
Saw them in Branson, as a matter of fact.
Well, of course, if you're going to go there, you're going to see Tony Orlando, and you're going to see
the Osmonds.
You're going to see the Chinese fiddle guy, or the Japanese fiddle guy. What's his name again? He's Topo Gigio or Toby Sabucci, Kabuchi Manucci, something like that.
Yes, something. I get him mixed up with the former twin second baseman. But anyway,
City Slicker time now.
And let's have some peace and quiet around here, for Christ's sake! I'm tired! I've been under a lot of stress! I lost my wife! I lost my job! And I've got some sort of...
He was Phil. He was one of the City Slickers. Remember, he was one of the guys trying to break into Macaulay Culkin's house and the whole Home Alone thing as well.
Sure.
Daniel Stern is the actor who played Phil in City Slickers. He is 60 today. The diminutive but a good skater. Scott Hamilton, he now does some color commentary for the skating coverage on NBC or anywhere else they cover skating. He is 59 today. Actress Emma Sams from Dynasty, the Colbys, and oh, they loved her on General Hospital. Emma Sams, 57. She's coming to the XL Energy Center. Tickets went on sale Friday.
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much.
So yeah, got the looks. There wasn't much anything hotter in those mid-90s than this lady right here. Eileen Twain. Call me Shania. Any word on how ticket sales went? XL Energy Center, she's going to be there in May, and the ticket sales started on Friday. Word, Neil?
I have not heard, but I would assume they were brisk.
All right, Shania Twain, happy birthday. She's 52 today.
Are you out of your mind? What do you weigh, 110, 115 pounds?
Which one of my butt cheeks are you talking about?
Okay.
Jack Black, pretty funny guy, pretty good musician too. There he is from Shallow Hal, School of Rock, Kung Fu Panda, Tropic Thunder. 48 today for Jack Black. Jason Priestley is one of those slick dudes, slick continental dudes, if you will, from Beverly Hills 90210.
To tell you the truth, for the last few hours, I've been thinking how much nicer it is to be square dancing with you than to be hiding out with Lucinda.
If that's a line, then you know how to pick them.
It's not a line.
It's not a line, Jason Priestley. And you know, his girlfriend there is Kelly, played by Jenny Garth. I think of all the bimbos that were on Beverly Hills 90210, especially the blonde ones, I think Jenny Garth was my favorite.
Yeah.
I think she was best one on there.
I could see
Jason
that.
Jason Priestley is 48. Happy birthday. Janet Evans, speaking of great swimmers, she was an Olympic gold medalist in like 88 and 92.
Yes.
She is celebrating today. She's 46. Leanne Rimes. Country singer. She was very young, much like our Fave Five artist, 12 or 13, 14, somewhere in that range when Blue hit the charts and was a monster hit. Leanne Rimes is 35. Florence Welch, the singer, leader of the Florence and the Machine group, she's 31. Armie Hammer, 31, played the Lone Ranger in the Lone Ranger movie. That wasn't a great movie. I mean, it was okay. There's a lot of action. And certainly Johnny Depp at Tonto was probably the best part of that one, don't you say?
For sure. Yep.
Yeah. Armie Hammer is 31 today. And Honey Boo Boo, reality personality. Mm-hmm. Her real name is Alana Thompson, but she is Honey Boo Boo. He's kind of a modern-day Pugsley Adams, a true role model of childhood obesity. Honey Boo Boo is 12 today. Happy birthday. Her mom has lost a lot of weight. We'll see how long it takes her to put it back on. I'm guessing a year.
Well.
So there you go.
All right. There it is. Let's get to the gone but not forgotten category today. And we start with one of our former first ladies, former first lady Lucy Ware Webb Hayes. You know, so many of our first ladies, especially the early ones, had 3, 4, 5, 6, 9 names. And there we go. Lucy Ware Webb Hayes, born on this day, 1831, President Rutherford B. Hayes' wife, of course. Actor Chuck, don't call me Charles, Boyer, born on this day, 1899. Gaslight, Around the World in 80 Days, and some others. The guy who created several popular comic book characters, Jack Kirby, he gave us the Incredible Hulk, the Fantastic Four, and Spider-Man, amongst others. He
worked
these
with Stan Lee.
Yes. He is Jack Kirby, and he was born on this day, 1917. Actress Nancy Culp was born on 1921. You remember her in the Beverly Hillbillies?
Well, look who's learning to type. And doing just beautifully. Oh, my. We're not conserving paper, are we? You know, Chief, this is a potential fire hazard.
Oh, what the? You remember that voice perfectly as Miss Hathaway, huh?
Oh, for sure. She, she was the bank secretary, and she did a heck of a job. That's Nancy Culp, who was born on this day, 1921. 3 years later, actress Peggy Ryan. She was in the 60s version of Hawaii 5-0 and some other shows, 1924. Award-winning, Emmy Award-winning actor, dancer. He was tremendous. Donald O'Connor.
But Francis is a mule. A regular mule with four legs and big wobbly ears, and he talks. But he's got more brains and a bigger heart than anyone I know. And I should have listened to him. He's the best friend I ever had.
You remember Francis the Talking Mule?
Yes, before there was Mr. Ed the Talking Horse, there was Francis the Talking Mule. And
how many people out there remember Francis the Talking Mule? Anybody? All right, they're waving their hands.
So there
he
are.
Was a star.
He was a star. And Donald O'Connor, of course.
And you know what? I went through everywhere. I went from barn to barn here, Neil, and I haven't met any talking horses or mules or goats. They don't talk out here. They're the best ones. There got to be some talking ones somewhere in Minnesota. We need to get him here to the state fair.
Yes, we do. Otherwise, we'll get Dr. Doolittle. He at least talks to the animals. So that would work, too. Donald O'Connor was also fabulous in Singing in the Rain, along with Gene Kelly, of course, and Debbie Reynolds. Just tremendously talented guy, Donald O'Connor. Born on this day, 1925. Roxy Roker, she was Helen Willis on The Jeffersons.
Will you excuse me, Louise? I have to go upstairs.
Oh, something you have to do?
No, something I have to get away from.
I'll be up in a few minutes, dear.
Who cares?
I love the Willises from The Jeffersons, Helen and Tom. Of course, they were... They were interracial back in the controversial 70s. That was a hot, hot topic, I'll tell you that.
For sure. Roxy Roker, born on this day, 1929. She's also the mother of Lenny Kravitz, which maybe not everybody knows. And I don't think she's in relation to Al Roker that we have been able to discern at this point. And Emmy Award-winning actor Ben Gazzaro, whose real name is Biagio Anthony Gazzara. And he was in quite a few movies, but I just remember him from the television program Run for Your Life that aired in the mid to late 60s. And he won a couple of Emmy Awards for that. He lived pretty well, died at the age of 81 of pancreatic cancer. Ben Gazzara, they are all on our Gone But Not Forgotten list here this morning.
Right. Neil, we do have some fact checks. We did have an on-site fact checker here, and it wasn't a talking mule or a horse.
Okay.
Joan Rivers, minor throat procedure. That's what she was in for on this date, minor throat procedure, and there were, of course, some complications. It was an outpatient clinic, and things did not go well. And Soji Tabuchi, the famous Asian Oriental fiddler out in Branson. The guy can do fiddling. And what is this here? Lenny Kravitz. Oh, actually, guess what? Al Roker and Roxy Roker are distant cousins, I guess.
Oh, they are. Okay.
We found that out here today as well. I didn't know that either. So there you go. Fact-checking here live at the Minnesota State Fair.
And I got two others. You were correct. Wayne Osmond is second in line from Alan, who was the oldest. Then Wayne, then Merrill, then Jay, then Donnie. And Leanne Rimes was 14 when her first song came out, Blue. All right? We fact-checked pretty well. Thank you, Mississippi, for your work at the fair booth with today's Almanac. Brought to you by Kurt Weers at United Country Realty. Nobody knows the country like Kurt Weers. Check him out. Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. All right. Well done, Jimmy. Thank you so much. Don't go away. Bob-a-thon coming up. And Chattahoochee. Right now on your Total Country Station, Bob FM.